How to Tell People About This New Life by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go, stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people all about this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts, as they had been told, and began to teach the people. If asked, many non-Christians would admit to wanting a new chance in life, a new purpose, and a new beginning. While the overarching answer from most Christians would be, "You need Jesus," this doesn't explain how the new life is found through Christ alone. The thing is, all of us become teachers when we are saved. By our testimony, faithful study of the Word, and most of all, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are equipped to instruct others how they can have a new life in Christ. If you've been wondering how to share the good news of the gospel with others and offer people a chance at a new life, here are a few key starting points. Share your salvation experience. People love stories. They are inspired by what others have gone through. Your personal testimony is one of the best and easiest ways to share Jesus with the world. Start with the condition of your life before Christ and tell people how He rescued you from sin and death. Explain how your old life passed away and your new life began. Be honest that being a Christian doesn't automatically make life easier, but it does give you bright hope for the future. Your salvation experience matters, and it's one of the best teaching opportunities to share the good news with others. Share a few key scriptures. If you think you have to have large portions of the Bible memorized to share Jesus with others, you're quite mistaken. What you do need is a few key passages that point to mankind's need for a Savior, show that Jesus is the Savior, and explain how to receive Christ as Savior. Don't let a lack of biblical knowledge stop you from sharing the gospel. Admit when you don't know the answer, but be diligent to find it and get back to them. The important thing is to share what you know and let the Word of God speak to the listener. Rely on the Holy Spirit to work. It's not your job to make people believe. It's up to the Holy Spirit to work in the heart of man. Pray hard for those you're trying to reach and ask God to soften their hearts to receive the gospel. Ask for wisdom, knowing He'll give it, and plant seeds of faith as you are called. You can fully rely on the Holy Spirit to work through you for the glory of God and to the good of others. New life is available to everyone, but who is willing to teach what it means? Be encouraged today. God will open doors for you, just as He did for the apostles. And when He does, be ready to tell people all about this new life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.